Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, February 24th. You'll be interested to know, 156 years ago, today in 1868, the United States House of Representatives voted 126-47 to impeach President Andrew Johnson, whose lenient Reconstruction policies regarding the South after the Civil War angered radical Republicans in Congress, highlighting deep divisions within the government during this tumultuous period. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean this morning with waist-to-chest-high sets, light offshore winds, and glassy conditions. Waves hold around 2 to 3 feet through midday. However, winds shift onshore by 8 a.m., picking up to around 5 to 10 mile per hour, making conditions choppy as the day progresses. Expect 2 to 3 foot sets with fair conditions into sunset. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 5 foot high tide, when the west swell is 2 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 5.5 foot just before 6 a.m. with a -1 foot low tide at 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Tuesday through Thursday will feature steady wave heights, ranging from thigh to waist high on Tuesday, building to chest to shoulder high on Wednesday, before settling back to waist to chest high on Thursday. Morning sessions will be clean with light offshore winds, while afternoons may turn choppy as winds shift to onshore, particularly on Tuesday and Thursday. Expect consistent surf throughout. This morning, it's mostly sunny, and it feels like 54 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 5:42, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:20. It looks like we're in for a sunny Monday with a high near 64 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 53 and calm winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs around 64 and 66, respectively. Nights will be partly cloudy, with lows in the low 50s. Thursday remains mostly sunny, while Friday brings a slight chance of rain showers, mostly in the afternoon. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego Zoo has welcomed its first koala joey in 2 years, named Inala. She turned 7 months old on Valentine's Day and is now making her debut at the Australian Outback exhibit. This year marks a century of koalas at the zoo, thanks to a donation in 1925. Inala's name, meaning place of rest in Queensland, was chosen by the Australian Conservation Society. Weighing about 1.5 pounds, Inala has started venturing out of her mother's pouch. Koalas, classified as endangered, highlight the importance of conservation and climate awareness. For a chance to see Inala, visit during feeding time between 9 and 10 in the morning. Now on to sports. Major League Baseball is testing a new computerized umpire system during spring training, and players are facing unexpected challenges with their understanding of the strike zone. For the first time, players can voice their objections about balls and strikes to a computer, which could be implemented in the regular season as soon as 2026. However, feedback suggests many players lack the knowledge to effectively challenge calls. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Landon Knack recalls regretting his challenges, while Kansas City Royals first baseman Nick Prado emphasizes the need for strategic use of challenges. With feedback being gathered throughout spring training, players are encouraged to utilize technology for better decision-making. In local sports, tonight, the Kings at 30-17-7 clash with the dominant Golden Knights in the City of Angels. Adrian Kempe, with 26 goals and 21 assists, leads the charge. Vegas is favored by 1.5, but expect a spirited battle. Tomorrow night, the Lakers host the Dallas Mavericks at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers, at 34-21, look to leverage LeBron James' stellar play against the Mavericks, who are sitting at 31-26. Dallas is without key players Dwight Powell and Anthony Davis. The Lakers are favored by 3.5 points. In top news, a growing measles outbreak in Texas has prompted some private schools to close, as local health departments struggle to contain the spread of this highly contagious virus. Since the outbreak began 3 weeks ago, the Texas Health Department has confirmed 90 cases with 16 hospitalizations. Most infected individuals are under the age of 18. Experts warn that undetected cases could worsen the situation. Rekha Lakshmanan from the Immunization Partnership stated, "This is the tip of the iceberg," emphasizing that the outbreak may escalate before it improves. Local health officials are urging vaccination to protect children and curb transmission. In business news, Kathy Wood, the closely watched portfolio manager of ARK Funds, recently unveiled 5 crucial technology trends in the Big Ideas for 2025 report. This investment firm focuses on disruptive technologies, known for its ARK Innovation ETFs. The report emphasizes that the global economy is undergoing a significant technological transformation, highlighting platforms such as blockchain technology, artificial intelligence, DNA sequencing, energy storage, and robotics. Wood believes artificial intelligence will solve previously unsolvable problems, while advancements in DNA research could revolutionize healthcare. In robotics, innovations are expected to reshape industries, offering a potential $26 trillion opportunity. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 0.5% over the weekend to about $96,000. Ethereum is up 2% to just over $2,800. And Goatsy's Maximus is up 6% to 10 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Earth's oceans were not always the vibrant blue we see today. A new study from scientists at Nagoya University in Japan reveals that for billions of years, the oceans likely appeared much greener due to the presence of photosynthesizing cyanobacteria. From 3 billion years ago until around 600 million years ago, these organisms contributed to a green light window as they absorbed red and blue light while reflecting green. As temperatures rise, current phytoplankton populations are pushing the oceans back toward that green hue, with studies showing that 56% of the world's oceans have already changed color in the last 20 years. And in entertainment news, Amazon MGM Studios has gained creative control of the James Bond franchise from the Broccoli family, resolving a long-standing feud. Barbara Broccoli and Michael Wilson announced an agreement with Amazon MGM on Thursday, establishing a joint venture that will manage the franchise's intellectual property rights. This shift means Amazon will decide who plays Bond, who writes the next script, and when production starts, ending a stalemate that followed the acquisition of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studio for $6.5 billion. Mike Hawkins, head of Prime Video and Amazon MGM Studios, expressed excitement about continuing this treasured heritage. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American actress and producer, Drew Barrymore. And she said, "I pray to be like the ocean, with soft currents and maybe waves at times. More and more, I want the consistency rather than the highs and the lows." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.